by playing the cello. I played the cello. I'm the only one that ever played the cello in the Banjo Club. This is so we got a free trip down to White Sulphur Springs and the Homestead for 10 days. All we have to do is play from 7 to 8 each night. By the way, when I won the Manufacturing Chemist Award, mm-hmm. it was given down at White Sulphur Springs. And I sat at the table, across from me sat somebody. And I said to this fellow across me, I said, you know, I haven't been here since 1921 when I played my cello here at the Banjo Club. He says, are you Professor Ivins who played the banjo? I forget what his name was, we'll say Carter. He says, you're Carter, I remember that. You were on the front banjo. He says, that's right. And the two of them had not been there for 40 years. Isn't that amazing? Well, anyway, what they did was, they had, at 7 o'clock, there arose seven chairs, and me behind there. Mm-hmm. Now, in the front row were the seven most wonderful banjo player that ever touched a banjo. And there you go, just floored like that while the guests all watch, you see. On the next row were six football players and a banjo player, and six baseball players and a banjo player. Basketball wasn't important enough yet to have another row there. And I in the back. Now, and these six men on the fingerboard had four little red paper dots, and they put their fingers over those dots. And every time the banjo was here, went like that, they plunked. So they had that chord. And the next row had a different chord. And every time I went, they plunked. So they had two chords and the seven banjo, and I in the back playing the melody. They didn't even see me, but I got a nice free trip there. Now, the other very interesting thing is, in 1931, when I came back with it in Sefka, the boys thought it'd be fun to have me, because I played in three triangle trips, to be in this one. And I said, okay, I won't take the trip because I'll cheat some young fellow from the trip, but I'll come out and practice with you, and I'll play in the New York and the Philadelphia and the MacArthur Theater. It was just opened up, MacArthur there. And so I sat in the pit there playing my cello, and up on the stage were dancing three members of the Triangle Club. Architects. Mm-hmm. You know who they are, do you? Jose Ferrer, Josh Logan, and Jimmy Stewart. So I played the cello for those three architects, because they had no dramatic in those days, and art and archaeology was the only course that would be suitable for them. Yeah. And that's that story.
You should also tell us, I'm curious about Marriage by Radio.
Oh, you heard, I told you that. Didn't I sing you that song?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I sang this song this fall. We had an all-Southern trip in 1921. We went, in addition to Pittsburgh and Cleveland and Detroit and Chicago, where we always go, we went to Nashville and Memphis. We also went to Birmingham, Alabama, New Orleans, and Jacksonville, Florida, and then Columbia. Well, I lectured last fall to those three places, Birmingham. I lectured to 600 people in Birmingham and sang this song. I lectured to 2,000 people in Ohio. It was a science convention, and sung the song. I lectured in Jacksonville, Florida, in the Anheuser-Busch brewery, where on the wall hung the grandson of my classmate, Augie Papps, who is now president of, and to 300 chemists. And so I sang this song those three times in the fall, and I had not really sung it since 1921. And what had happened just a month before I left, one of the girls was married over in the chem lab. Whenever I go there from the forestal, they surround me and say, I can't leave till I tell them a joke. The doc, you've got, Professor Adjay, said, you've got to tell us a marriage joke because Gail's going to get married Saturday. The girl, I said, I'm sorry, the only marriage joke I can think of, I can't tell you girls. I said, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll try to remember a song that I played my cello to back in 1921. And at these three places, I said, I played my cello in your Roxy Theater, or I found out what the vaudeville theaters were, in each of your vaudeville theaters, back in 1921, 64 years ago or so, and this is the song. Now, what it was in the days when they didn't have television, they didn't have loudspeakers, all they had were earphones, mm-hmm. and they advertised in the New York Times, turn in on WOR at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and you will hear the first Marriage by Radio. The groom is in New York and the bride is in Chicago. And you'll hear the first radio marriage. you tuned in, you heard it. Well, right after that, in the fall, the Triangle came on, so they wrote this song. And Wally Smith, who wrote Ships That Pass in the Night and so many other, and was president of the Triangle later, sang it. He was up on the stage in singing it, not in McCartan, the old one that burned down. That was burned down. And he said, well, I played my cello too. In fact, I think that was all. It was his voice in my cello. And this was the song, remember? The groom was here and the bride was in Chicago. Talk, did you hear about the wedding that was held by radio? Here was he, there was she, miles in between. He said yes, she said yes, no one was seen. Now when the wedding ceremony ended, the poor groom curled up and died. What do you suppose was the matter? He could hear them all kissing the bride. Next time I'm in St. Louis, I'm going to call up Wally Smith and not say anything, just sing that song to him. I'm sure I have not sung that song for 50 years.
That's great.
I think you have about everything.
Well, is there anything else that we should have asked you about that you'd like to say?
Maybe you'd like to.
You want to ask me about?
Oh, I think we've asked just about everything.
I think I've said about everything.
Okay, well, it's certainly been entertaining and.
I told you about von Neumann the computer, mm-hmm. and I told you about Kapitza, didn't I?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the most interesting ones, I think.
Well, those, we covered most of those last week. Well, we'd like to thank you very much for taking
Good. Don't thank me. Thank you for coming and listening. Any old man that can hear people listen to him feels happy. Wait till you get to be old.
And we'll, as I said last week, we'll get this transcribed in over the summer, essentially. And we'll get it back to you.
In any hurry, I'll last longer than you.
You probably will.
You very well.
I'll flip this off.